Church. Thank you for joining us as we continue our look at the Shorter Catechism. For those of you paying attention, yes, this past Friday evening we were particularized as a separate congregation of the Orthodox Presbyterian Church. We've been a church plant heretofore, and so amongst the changes was we are now Covenant Orthodox Presbyterian Church. Thank you for joining us as we continue our look at the Shorter Catechism. Question 11, what are the works of providence? God's works of providence are his most holy, wise, and powerful, preserving and governing all his creatures and all their actions. So as we consider the various elements here, I'm reminded years ago, I was in seminary, and I picked up a couple books from Banner of Truth. One's actually a booklet, Behind a Frowning Providence by John F. Frame. Different John F. Frame. It's different than John Frame. And John Flavel's The Mystery of Providence. And even in my penciled-in margin notes in John Flavel's work, I'm like, what does providence mean? It was one of these words that, you know, we know from amongst the founding fathers of the United States, you know, giving honor to the ever-kind providence, and so they kind of had personified providence into a divine name, and get into questions about it, who they were actually praying to, but I didn't know what providence was. You could break it down to see before, but that doesn't quite cut it, and so it wasn't until several years after that when I started looking through the Shorter Catechism where I finally figured out what is providence. Providence, God's works of providence, are his most holy. And so what does holy mean? Separate, his own. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. Now you check the NIV, it'll say faithful in all his works. You look at the ESV, you'll see kind. The Hebrew word behind this, chesed, which means covenant faithfulness, has this idea of fully for his own and to his own nature, and by his own nature, by his unfailing nature. And then he's most wise. O Lord, how manifold are your works, and wisdom have you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. You know, many a prayer has been made by many Christians that they are so thankful God doesn't answer down the road. And there are so many acts that happen in our lives that we don't know why, but God has ordered these things for our good and his glory. And so that I ran across this again recently, and I forget who said it, but he says, if the Christian were wise, he would thank God for where he is right now, because he knows that right now is exactly the best place for him to be. And many of us say, how's that so? Because I'm going through this, that, and the other. Yet, when we see backwards, you know, again, John Flavel, providence, like Hebrew, must be read backwards. We live history forward, but we only understand it as we look back. So God is altogether wise and powerful. He is the radiance of the glory of God, the exact imprint of his nature, and he upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purification for sins, he sat down right at the right hand of the Majesty on high. His own power is such that he speaks and the world comes into being. He speaks and the world continues. And what's he doing with this holy, his holy, wise, most holy, wise, and powerful? What is most holy, wise, and powerful? We're at his preserving and his governing. You are the Lord, you alone. You have made heaven the heaven of heavens with all their hosts, the earth and all that is on it, the seas and all that is in them. You preserve all of them, and the host of heaven worships you. And so we see that he preserves all things, as we just saw also in Hebrews, by the word of his power. and he governs all things. And what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his great might, that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him as head over the church. And so he governs. He is the ruler and governor of this world. All things come to pass by his rule and reign, not merely his mere permission, but by his rule and reign. And what does he preserve and govern? All his creatures and all their actions. You are righteous. Your righteousness is like the mountain of God. Your judgments are like the great deep. Man and beast you save, O Lord. The lot is cast in the lap, but its every decision is from the Lord. But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. So we see that God, in his most holy, wise, and powerful, preserving and governing all his creatures and all their actions. And so we often wonder, what is God doing? And many of the things we will never grasp, but we can have confidence that they are all working out for the glory of his name and the good of his people, those who are called according to his purpose. Thank you for joining us, and join us next time as we continue our look at the Shorter Catechism. Thank you for joining us, and God bless.